This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, coming up, really incredible COVID news is coming out. Very good news, but it's also horrifying to confirm our worst analysis. But only to finish up just briefly on this. Here's the head of the EU, the unelected head of the bureaucracy, saying, quote, Ukraine belongs to us. We're going to ban anybody promoting anything that Russia says, including people in our own countries. You have the MI6 head saying it's about teaching children about LGBT, so sexualizing children, and it's really about the end of humanity. That's what they're really pushing. And now Forbes has come out, along with all the other corporate media, and said why professors have the right to question laws against pedophilia. And they go on to say, hey, what's wrong with pedophilia? It's time to have a discussion about it. It's all about destroying our future, all about destroying our children. And when you support us, you support fighting back against these monsters. Now, it's very important for listeners to understand that InfoWars is funded by viewers and listeners out there like you. And that we don't have the big corporate sponsors, and sponsorship is less than 10% of the funding of this operation. It's you that built InfoWars. It's you that spread the word about InfoWars. It's you that prayed for us. It's you that called in. It's you that spread the information from our guest and our other host. And I want to thank you all for your long investment, some of you for decades, some of you just the last few weeks, but it doesn't matter. Whether you bought one product or whether you spread the word about us or whether you prayed for us or all three, it doesn't matter. Thank you for being part of the solution. We've done incredible things together, and we really are the rebels, the outlaws against the corrupt empire. You are the info war. You are that tip of the spear. And I've done a lot of accounting and a lot of planning, because in their attempts to shut us down, I have actually started to actually do more financial research and more future planning. I've always flown by the seat of my pants, but as they attacked us over the years and made us more lean, it's forced us into that. And, you know, it's been said that necessity is the mother of invention, and that's absolutely true. So we've gotten stronger and more resilient, more hardcore through the persecution that, you know, God has put us through. That has only made us stronger. So I can see God's plan in that. But I've done the accounting, and because of product increases in cost and because of supply chain breakdowns, if I don't raise the prices of the supplements and other products at least 20-30% in the next few months, we will not bring in the money we need to continue to operate at this level. We could do so much more if we had more money, but just to maintain the point and the level we're at right now. So I thought about that. I'm not going to raise prices, but I can stop doing 50% off. And I talked about this a few years ago, but never did it. Because people don't buy unless we're 40 to 50% off, because we do a lot of sales and people get used to that. So I can tell you, the sales we've got going right now of 40 to 50% off on things like X3 and things like Winter Sun and things like Brainforce Ultra, when those sales are over, I really cannot offer stuff at 50% off anymore. So I would take advantage of that. And B, I would want you to understand that because of inflation and all the problems, when you do buy your favorite products and they've gone up in price, the coffee's got to go up, the food's got to go up, the water filtration, air filtration's got to go up. I mean, folks, when we're making 25% on a water filter or an air filter because the producer's making 25%, I mean, nobody's got stuff at those prices already. Now inflation's gone up, so we're having trouble getting product, and it's costing more. So this next few weeks is going to be the end of 50% off, 40% off. Maybe at Christmas, or maybe if we get back in the black, sometimes we'll have discounts of 40-50%, but we really cannot do it. So, A, please understand that when the prices have to go up, not the retail price, but we have to stop giving as much of a discount. That's just what we have to do, and I'm sorry. This is going to be rough on everybody. I want to thank you for your past support, and I want to encourage you to stock up on our products now, because the world's so crazy and their attempts to shut us down are so wild. We can be shut down at any time. Every day we're on air, I see it as a blessing. So get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get a shortwave radio. There is so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com, but the best-selling stuff is the supplements because they work so great. And because we only get the highest quality and it's hard to source it, and we won't cut back on quality, we're getting to the point where many products have been discontinued. And so we are in a pickle together. The globalists did this to make everybody poor on purpose, but InfoWars has got to stay on the air, so I thank you all for your support.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or preparewithalex.com right now. This is high quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
The great Jimi Hendrix bringing us in.
Businessman there to drink my wine.
The date is Monday, February 28th, 2022. And I'm very honored to be here with you today. We have a special guest I'll tell you about coming up in studio in the third hour today. Let's talk about some of the really positive news coming out that on the surface, a lot of it's very horrifying. A lot of it's, you know, very good on the surface as well. And let's break some of that down right now on their entire COVID global biomedical UN corporate power grab. Graduate of the Davos Group, graduate of Klaus Schwab's Bilderberg World Government Summit. New Zealand High Court ends Jacinda Ardern's vaccine mandate, saying it's a gross violation of human rights. Isn't that interesting? Almost no coverage of that in the global press, though. And many other courts have done the same thing around the world. But that's okay because Charlie Munger, the same guy that says he likes the Chinese dictatorship, would like to be able to arrest American entrepreneurs that compete with him. I can play the clip if you'd like, or just type it in. Charlie Munger defends arrest of Jack Ma. Says he wishes he could arrest his competition here in America. I mean, this guy is the top advisor to Bill Gates, a major eugenicist scumbag. And there he is saying you should be made to take injections. The headline's not even strong enough. It's Charlie Munger discusses vaccination hesitancy amid COVID-19 pandemic. In the clip, he says you should be made to take it. Here's another one. Pfizer's CEO thinks that edible biochips the way to go to, quote, make you take your vaccine. And the head of the UN says galvanizing momentum for universal vaccination, including forced injection. Meanwhile, yet another major study confirms viral persistence in so-called COVID-19 recovered patients, both from those that have had the vaccine and not had the vaccine, but it's worse in those that have had it, this time in breast and appendix tissue of two patients with long COVID, because it's a spike protein that replicates. It's not even a virus. It's nanotech, and it's patented, and I'll show you that in a moment. But, oh, look at the Screen Actors Guild Award Ceremony. The most uncool place to be on Earth is Hollywood. Celebrities party maskless around face-covered crew and butlers. I mean, this is truly the ruling class. Imagine you said in the year 2022, the public's muzzled around the rich people. It's just unbelievable. There's a great video clip I'll get to later if we have time, but it's up on InfoWars.com. Joe Rogan questions whether Bill Gates should be a spokesperson for health, just pointing out that he looks super healthy and is skinny fat. And the rest of it's a pretty great clip. We'll actually play it at the bottom of the hour. Remind me, guys. Okay, thanks. And then continuing here, here's the really big news, the good news. We've now in the last 3 weeks seen the CEO of Pfizer and the CEO of Moderna, set up by Bill Gates, come out and say, yeah, we do make viruses at the lab. We get sent genetic scans, and then we just build them here. And that's just the way it is. And with the 100 billion Moderna's made, or the 100 billion Pfizer's made, excuse me, they're running around buying up all their competition. So the head of Moderna was on Fox News, and the CEO struggled to answer why COVID-19 contains patented gene sequence. And he goes, yeah, it looks like it might have been made in a lab. We're investigating that. Well, the Indians, 2 years ago, now more than 2 years ago, my goodness, in late January of 2020, 25 months ago, came out and said exactly what now the other big prestigious universities and scientific firms have said. It's man-made, period. How big a deal is that? Well, instead, it's just let out on Fox Business like a fart in church. And then just nobody knows who did it. It's sick. I don't mean to use a gross analogy, but this is like pissing in the pool and not telling people you're doing it. I mean, he's just sitting there doing it, and the rest of the media is so cowardly, except they're not peeing on us here. They are murdering us and poisoning us with a prion crystal that grows in our body. And by the way, it's not just the insertion of the HIV virus spike protein that, quote, Moderna owns the patent to and that Moderna created in 2016 with Bill Gates and Fauci and Daszak. This all came out in the last 2 years, piece by piece, because good people inside the system leaked their emails and the documents came out. People are horrified by this. But see, they control Interpol. They control MI5. They control the Justice Department. So they have a green light to murder and kill and maim whoever they want. And instead, they're ordering the Justice Department and FBI to find a way to put me in prison on record. I got all the TV shows and movies saying I'm a criminal, arrest me, because they think if they can just shut Alex Jones up, they could go on about their business murdering everyone. Except you fools. All the major talk show hosts now are aware of what you did, and they don't need me to tell them what went on anymore because they're just as smart as I am. Once they face the horror, you don't think Tucker Carlson needs me to tell him how to think. You don't think Joe Rogan or countless others need me to tell him how to think anymore, do you? No, I just pointed out what's going on. I've already done my damage to you murdering criminals. And I continue to go on doing my damage. But I willfully went up against you murderers. And I'm fully aware of what you're capable of. And fully aware of who you are. So don't you take my victory if you have your thugs gun me down at a four-way stop. Or claim I resisted the police and kill me or some garbage. Or claim I double-suicided somebody. Don't you ever take my victory away. I decided with free will to take you on head-on. As an example to others to have courage. And as an example of how you're going to burn for what you've done. Excuse me. Let's get back to what's going on here. But these are those moments of satisfaction. Because the pain has been substantive and has not been enjoyable. Except it's so enjoyable, the taste of victory. There's nothing so sweet as self-inflicted pain done to help others. I hate pain, except I love this kind. Let's continue. COVID spike protein contains DNA sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began, scientists discovered. That's us a week ago. And here it is today. Them admitting it. By the way, this isn't fake news. I put the Hitler mustache on him. It's a little doodle. I can't help myself. So, continuing here. Fresh lab leak fears the study finds genetic code in COVID spike protein linked to Moderna patent. That's Daily Mail. Oh, and big insurance companies in Italy and Germany and everywhere finding the same number, 40%+ increase in death after you take the shots. German health insurer reveals it, and it just goes on and on. But that's okay. People become the plague. Bill Gates developing needleless vaccine that spreads like a virus to the unvaccinated. Isn't that just cute? Where you just can't help. What do you think the vaccineless vaccine is? You see, because if you know this, you know everything. Remember the first article I showed you? About all people that took the shot, people that didn't take the shot, they've just got these crystals growing in them, and they don't know why that's happening. Well, we knew 2 years ago from scientists we had on. It's a prion crystal. They discovered the HIV delivery system is like a prion crystal. And so they patented it, they cut it off, they put it in there, and it's not just the virus that replicates, it's the crystal that's highly toxic and poisonous, destroys your sperm, destroys your ovaries, destroys your arteries, your veins, your heart, your brain cells, everything. The organs, it just keeps growing and lovingly killing you slowly. It colonizes you. And what does Bill Gates have? Vaccine nanotech that they spray in the air that delivers vaccine that then replicates in your body and replicates to others. He's going to spray us with nanotech. See, they're just like they told the Pentagon in 2017. We want to spray the Chinese with this nanotech. And they said that'll be one.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Pecking harassment technocracy, if we do not expose these people and stop submitting to their oppression and just basically ostracize these criminals. You know, Friday, I get up in the morning, and this was Thursday, and I see, Joe Rogan has been drawn into Sandy Hook, and the families want to know his communications with Alex Jones. No, the Democratic Party and Senator Blumenthal, that runs the law firm on record that destroyed Remick and everybody else, wants to be able to shut down and silence anybody. Joe Rogan's never talked about Sandy Hook. I've never talked about Sandy Hook to Joe Rogan. I don't live, breathe Sandy Hook like they do. 10 years later. I didn't even talk about that on air. It's just the standard harassment that you get with subpoenas demanding things that don't exist, which, again, I'm defaulted because I never gave them anything because, again, the stuff they asked for doesn't exist. See how that works? That's the new courts in America run by the left. And so here's the latest stuff where they're attacking us. I wake up this morning, and this is all over the news. Jan 6 Select Committee zeroes in on another Alex Jones associate. Oh, who? A woman I've never talked to, a woman I don't know, but I do like her son. I admire her son, Owen Schroyer's mommy, in Missouri, gets a subpoena for her phone records. So they want Joe Rogan's phone records, the Sandy Hook Democrat folks that use the kids like human shields to go after the First Amendment and Second Amendment. That's what the lawyers do. And then now, the January 6th committee wants to harass Owen Schroyer's mommy. Now, by the way, I have stacks of stuff like this. I won't talk about myself the whole time, but it's just insane. I'm starting with some of the lesser stuff here, okay? And they have breathless articles like, they'll find out how Jones planned the attack once they get her phone records. What? How about you just randomly subpoena a doctor in Albuquerque, New Mexico or something, or Pluto, for that matter? I mean, it's all just a way to, his mom now. Yeah, watch out. They'll come after your mom. It's like the left or space aliens or something, man. They're so weird, the weird, crazy, schizophrenic stuff they come up with. Now, here's something really sad. Jan 6 defendant takes his own life, died of broken heart, family says. Matt L. Perna did not attack anybody, did not steal anything, but they told him they were going to charge him with terrorism, so he killed himself. I'm not kidding. You got to go read the article for yourself. And they said, we're going to charge you with terrorism. That's the new next phase. So he just killed himself. The left is in a celebration right now. And they say in these articles, by the way, the one about Owen's mom, that Owen has been indicted for helping lead the attack on the Capitol and encouraging the break-in. Total defamation. But, you know, federal prosecutors put it in his arrest document, and they move forward with that. They say he does not work here. Two federal judges, and the federal judge agrees and says he does not work at InfoWars. And we go, this is a lie. And they say, we don't care. We are the feds. We are the gods. And Moderna can cook up a virus and release it on you with Pfizer, and they're not going to get in trouble. And we're going to kill you because we're the liberals. We're lawyers. We run everything. And by the way, all the mainstream news, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Salon, Vice, Forbes say pedophilia is good. And the EU says, and MI6 says, we're taking over Ukraine to get those children to teach them LGBTQ. Covered that earlier. This is a damn cult, folks. Let's move on to this. This is really funny if it wasn't so tragic, how a very small, twisted, mentally ill group of leftists thinks CNN's powerful. CNN, on average, has 87,000 viewers in the United States, maybe a million worldwide watching different variants of it. I mean, that's nothing. This show has millions an hour. Joe Rogan has his smallest shows, 11 million every show. The bottom is 11 million. I've done shows with him that have 80 million views and listens. I do podcasts all the time that have millions of listeners. As many as I want to do, I can do. I can do five of them today and reach 15 million people. But to the left in their mental illness, Alex Jones trended number one on Twitter the last 2 days. And it was breathlessly 100,000 tweets here on one account, 20,000 there, 50,000 here, just millions of tweets total. No, don't let him get on CNN. Oh, God, CNN's so big. CNN's so important. Oh my God, he's gonna harass the children on there. I actually have the tweets here. Look at the dead children. They don't get to have a life because of Alex Jones. The guy that started the whole thing on Twitter says that. Totally insane. I've told CNN I'm going to sue them for this. I've told CNN, because they sent me the questions for it, I know what they're putting in it, totally made up insane lies from people that say I wear swastika shoes and walk up and grab a goldfish out of a fish tank of one of the crew and eat it in front of them. There's never been a damn fish in this building, a goldfish or any other living in a fish tank. But the lies have to be insane, so they sound so ridiculous. Like, come on, they're not making it up that he killed the fish. And just more and more lies. And then I beat up all these nerds and they kidnapped me and tied me up, knocked my teeth out, totally made up, 100% fiction, Stephen King stuff. And so that's the type of garbage that they first put in the New York Times, and then they put on NPR, and now they put on CNN. So I'm saying I don't want this to air because it's a lie. It doesn't matter that it might have had 100,000 viewers. Still, a lie told to one person's a big deal, much less 100,000, but I'm not obsessed with it. And so they make this huge deal about, oh, we got to stop Alex Jones. Oh, we got to silence him. And then, of course, I'm sitting there last Friday, and I said this on Sunday before they didn't air it. I said, I don't think they'll air it because of the war, but they're still running promos almost every break. Alex Jones, oh, he's evil. Oh, he's bad. Oh, he lies. Oh, find out the truth about him tonight. And I got home and I went to bed at 8:30. Because I'd already worked 14 hours on Sunday. I was up here all day long. I worked 14 hours. And I went home, had dinner with my wife and my four-year-old. And I went and got in the bed with a glass of ice water, took a drink, turned the lights out, and said to myself, that's not going to air. Because of the war. But they were too dumb to even think of that. But then the left, that's only into canceling and controlling things, because they have no power, went into orgasm mode with millions of new tweets, millions. We beat him! Oh my gosh, he's defeated! We silenced him! He's not on CNN! Yay! Yippee! Wee! That's the tail eating itself. That's the snake eating its tail. That's who these people are. Since I mentioned it, I'll show you some of this when we come back, but man. Oh, and then somebody, anybody can upload InfoWars podcasts to Spotify. Just like Roku could link anything they wanted. It's not uploaded there. It's just linked to a podcast. That's all most of Spotify is an index. So that's big national stories, Forbes, AP, Yahoo, top story, thousands of articles, thousands. Ban him. He's back on Spotify. So whoever uploaded it, some teenager or something, I'm sure, they just banned it and made even more people come to us hearing that. And then they just celebrate. We took him off. Yay. We're censors. We're anti-American. We stopped Jones.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Russian combat troops and heavy missile launchers pointed right at Kiev, and it's just 20 miles outside. And they're getting ready for the main assault, which is going to kill a lot of civilians and a lot of innocent people if they don't surrender. And we could wake up in the middle of a nuclear war at any time, but I'm more worried about this triggering an economic collapse, as I've been saying, because I've spent some time studying the macro and other levels of the world financial system and the way this tit for tat works. So as much as I'd like to get into the hilarious people trying to keep me off CNN when I don't even want to be on CNN and how ridiculous they are, I just can't spend time on this. It's just not important. I just can't do it. I already spent too much time on that. I apologize. It's hilarious, though. And I need something fun to happen. We beat Alex Jones. He's not on CNN. They didn't hear a documentary. I'm going to sue their ass probably there because I know it's a bunch of damn lies. And at some point, I got to sue the people that are in it that keep lying about me because the lies get bigger. I said to one of them 4 years ago when it started, I said, you know this is going to be your career now. You know, no one's ever going to hire you again, not because you work here, but because you're a known liar. And then you'll just be a creature of the New York Times and CNN, and they'll only have you on when you up the lies, which will end in me suing you. And they can't stop. It's all they've got. They're like ringwraiths that have been turned into these creatures by this thing. I just need to forgive them. It's so pathetic. No one believes them anyways. It's so sad. And I'll just say it's so sad to act like I'm bigger than they are. I mean, I'm genuinely not freaked out by CNN being evil, but freaked out by people I've known and done nothing but been nice to, literally whole cloth making up lies. And what was crazy is, I don't know they were trying to set me up. Man, they're lucky I don't talk about this. I got witnesses. But if I would have known what they were doing right before they left here, I would have exposed them then. But it's just shocking. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely incredible that they would do things like that. They probably worked for the system a lot before they even left. I mean, they would try to get employees to say the N-word with them and stuff like that in the car. People would like, what are you doing? I don't dislike black people. They would like, N-word, 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 N-word. And they didn't tell me until after they were gone. It's like, God, man, who are these people, man? Who comes up with this level of deception and evil? But that's who they are. The world's just full of cheats who think lying is powerful and that it gets you ahead. No, it gets you isolated and alone. CNN has no viewers because they lie. If you told the truth, you'd live in a free world and be successful. But because they're not successful, because they're known liars, they spend all their time trying to silence us. It's important to point this stuff out. I'll hit the giant Russian news next segment because I got distracted with this. Let me just go back to this. So let's get back to the humor part. CNN slammed for airing Alex Jones special on Don't Support Hate. This was on the front page of Yahoo yesterday and had millions of reads. Oh, no, it's terrible. They're talking about don't listen to Alex Jones. The Yahoo article got more viewers than CNN has. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these articles, all sending us giant amounts of listeners. And they're so dumb, they don't even know how this works. They think I care about CNN. It's better that they canceled it. But again, they don't think multidimensional. It gets better. And then they had a big poll. James Lindsay, best-selling author, had a poll on Twitter that 13,000 people were on one of the time I saw it this morning. Which of these is more likely to provide you with true and accurate information about what's happening in Ukraine? 6.9% CNN, that is higher rating than Kamala Harris has, though, at least, and Alex Jones with 93.1%. That's funny. And it goes on and on. I got this Joe Rogan clip I want to play coming up. Alex Jones, CNN cancels much trailed, whatever that means, documentary after outrage from viewers. I guess that means trailered. So that's from the London Independent. It's got a bunch of defamation lies in it about that as well. CNN slammed for airing the special report. There's a whole bunch of these articles out there with them freaking out about it. It's just everywhere. And this guy, Breedy Hayes, says, hey, am I a troll? It's a legitimate question. Do you genuinely believe that this man's suicide falls on Alex Jones? His experience, a life-threatening tragedy, Jones' conspiracy theories were the latest on his worries. There was a tweet with tens of thousands of tweets by one of these writers, one of these so-called journalists, saying that the kids at Sandy Hook are basically, I killed them. They don't say it, but they go, these children won't be able to see the CNN piece because they're dead. What does that even mean? And, of course, the CNN piece we know had Sandy Hook in it, so that's CNN bringing all this stuff up, not me. But then I need to be silenced in their hit piece because of children that I didn't kill. I mean, none of it even makes sense. And, like, people are saying that. Even liberals are like, well, wait, he didn't kill the kids. Why are you posting kids? Here it is. It's this Don Winslow character. The Sandy Hook victims below won't be able to watch your Alex Jones documentary, but this will make the lives of all the parents, families, and friends hell by publicizing the man who harassed them and said their deaths were a hoax. The lawyers for these families are constantly in the news misrepresenting what I've said and done to bring up this and to remind people of mass shootings for their anti-free speech, anti-gun movement, and they bankrupted Remington. So, again, I'm not talking about it except when I have to every once in a while, like now. My listeners can't stand hearing about it. It's like literally 10 years ago. And they're up there going, oh, we got a CNN. You can't show your hit piece designed to destroy Alex Jones because you're God. You're so powerful. He'll get big if he's on your show with no viewers. And the kids, they're dead. I mean, I have people now at least once a month walk up to me in parking lots or in grocery stores or in gas stations and say, you murder those children, I ought to beat your ass. It's happened in front of my family. I go, what children? You know. And I go, did I kill them? Well, you supported it. I mean, imagine how dumb. But this guy's not dumb. Don Winslow. He knows. He goes, look, the kids are dead. And then he shows the dad that committed suicide. Nothing to do with me. He goes, look, that Jones killed him too. Look, they got silencing. Look, children, I represent them. Dear CNN, how much more do these families have to endure? What are you going to do? Your Alex Jones documentary triggers another suicide or breakdown of one of these family victims. Well, you're the one talking about Sandy Hook all day yourself, buddy. So you're now guilty of what you say. And it goes on and on and on. And there's one independent article claiming I attacked the Capitol. I mean, it's just insane. But then he had a celebration tweet with 120,000 likes. I am happy to let you know all that after running 20 commercials for it, just yesterday, CNN made the decision not to air Alex Jones' documentary tonight. Power to the people. No, there's a major assault on Kiev happening, and somebody said, why the hell is that scheduled in our normal documentary slot? Preempt it. But, oh, no, it's you, Don Winslow. You got everyone to censor. Aren't you a good little apparatchik? And this goes on and on and on and on. And then they got people saying, you know, we need to arrest Alex Jones. But again, this is what these people do while World War III is starting. They sit there and spew all this crap. Yeah, I'm done talking about this. Here is Spotify removes Alex Jones Show podcast, where they recently uploaded to his services. It's just all just hunting around with Media Matters tattletaling, saying Jones must be shut up. See, the enemies of freedom want me silenced so they can misrepresent what I've said and done and use what we've done as a weapon against you. Don't let them silence us. Share the live feed. Share the video. Share the articles.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-44 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cities. And if he begins to smash those cities because he can't handle the losses of sending his troops in with pinpoint strikes anymore, then he'll have nothing to lose. NATO will expand into several other countries, and Russia has said it will expand into former Eastern Bloc nations that have been making deals with NATO to bring weapons into their countries. Russian military offers safe passage for evacuations from Kiev. Russian forces advance on Kiev, fighting on fourth day of invasion. And it just goes on from there. Massive convoy of hundreds of Russian military vehicles stretching for miles spotted heading into Kiev. Russia extremely likely to default on debt if Ukraine crisis worsens, says the IIF. And then this big piece of news. Finland and Sweden brush off Moscow's warning of joining NATO. Let's start with that first, and then let's get into the really biggest news here, and that is the default. Now, you knew that was coming, and we've talked a lot about that the last few weeks, but they're going to force Russia into a default. Because once you have sanctions at that level, it forces you into a default. And once that's happened, that will suck down the rest of the major stock markets and currencies around the world, which is exactly what Klaus Schwab and the UN and the globalists want, because the IMF and the World Bank are the front groups of private banking families that own the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England and the Bank of International Settlements, and they're going to call for a global Marshall Plan with a new global digital currency that's on all your phones, just like the vaccine pass, but you can only spend the money certain places with certain companies, and the money are programmable tokens that they can then track and trace and control what you're allowed to buy with it. And that's been their plan. And I told you 2 years ago, I said, after the virus, they're going to run this for a couple years, and then they're going to start a war, a cyber attack, a financial collapse, and then bring a more deadly virus back. And now that's exactly what Bill Gates is talking about. And you ask how I know all this. It would take a long time to explain it. And we do explain it here on air, but it's reading their own documents, their white papers, watching how they're pre-programming, watching what they signal to their minions, and understanding history. They might launch the big cyber attack first, or the financial collapse first, or a major war first, which they're already doing. I mean, there's a lot of angles to this. There's a lot of angles to this. Finland, Sweden brush off Moscow's warning on joining NATO. Finland and Sweden have brushed off warnings from neighbors, Russia, that their possible joining of NATO would trigger serious military political consequences from Moscow for the two countries. A statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry Friday voiced concern of what described as efforts by the United States and some of its allies to drag Finland and Sweden into NATO, and warned that Moscow would be forced to take retaliatory measures if they join the alliance. Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said Saturday, "We've heard this before," and they went on to say, "We don't think it calls for military threat." And they want to say they're not worried about it. All right, let's continue. Russia extremely likely to default on debts if Ukraine crisis worsens. London, Reuters. Russia is extremely likely to default on its external debts, and its economy will suffer a double-digit contraction this year after the West launched sanctions unprecedented in their scale and coordination. The Institute of International Finance said on Monday. The IIF estimates that half of the foreign reserves of the central bank, which on Monday hiked interest rates and introduced some capital controls, are held in countries which have imposed asset freezes, severely shrinking the firepower policymakers have to support the Russian economy. The central bank would prioritize the protection of domestic savers, with foreign investors one of the last on the list. And it goes on there. That will send ripples throughout the whole financial system worldwide, but that's okay because the big globalist banks have unlimited currency. They're ready to loan out to everybody to, again, get you in a position of total bankruptcy down the road in debt to them. Now, I played a clip earlier from a former Army colonel who was on Fox News explaining that Putin, whether you love him or hate him or neutral, has lost a lot of troops because they've been doing pinpoint strikes ahead of the real bear trap closing on the Ukrainians and when they start using denial of area weapons, cluster bombs, barometric bombs, high-powered artillery, and they're going to start leveling every sector that their spy aircraft see fire coming from. And it's in a matter of hours, you can level thousands of buildings. Thousands. I'm talking level. So they don't want to flatten Kiev, but it got flattened in World War II. And at the end of the World War II, when the Russians came in and kicked out the dug-in Nazi sympathizers. And I get the Russians and atrocities, too. I'm telling you the history of this, okay? So when Putin actually says he's fighting Nazis, the majority of the Ukrainian resistance really like Hitler. Now, let's be completely honest about this. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. The Germans came in to Eastern Europe, and a lot of folks saw them as the saviors at first. And they started killing everybody, men, women, and children. So people started fighting back. But It's like Stockholm Syndrome. Who has abused you, you end up liking. Much of the Russian high command and a lot of their special forces, including the head of the Wagner Group, pull up the head of the Wagner Group, guys, just type in his name, it'll show it, has SS tattoos all over it. And they also, they have a whole Viking motif, because the Russians were actually founded by the Vikings. So there's a major neo-Nazi thing all over Eastern Europe. And so it's really bad in Ukraine, and then it's bad in Russia as well. But the whole, yeah, that's Ukrainian Nazis. But the whole point is that this is very serious. And people always fight the last war over again. So it may seem like a long time ago, 75 years. But if your granddaddy or your great-granddaddy and great-grandma and all of them died on either side, these are the old wounds that Zbigniew Brzezinski and Klaus Schwab and George Soros and Fareed Zakaria went in 8 years ago and financed with billions of dollars. It was $5 billion then. It's $10 billion since. To open those wounds up. So, I mean, the Civil War between the North and South killed 1.5 million people. And 100 years after the Civil War, there was still major fissures between the North and South. Now we've gotten over almost all of it. And now the South will elect a New Yorker, you know, and love him because he's pro-America. Now you see more American flags in the South than you see rebel flags. But the point is, I'm not saying rebel flags are bad. It's part of the culture. It's not racist. It's a sign of resistance and strength and all the rest of it. That's what it actually stands for. It doesn't stand for slavery. But imagine 75 years after a civil war that killed 20 million Russians and probably 3-4 million Ukrainians and millions of Poles, at least 6 million Poles died in World War II. You think the people are a little pissed about that? Think people are a little angry? I think the Russians were in a good mood after World War II when 20 million of them died. And then they went and went into Berlin and fought Hitler toe-to-toe, lost millions just taking Berlin. They estimate 2 million Russians died taking Berlin. They estimate over 2 million German soldiers died and millions of civilians. But about 3-4 million Germans died just in Berlin, folks, in the taking of Berlin. Look it up. Men, women, and children. And so you can imagine Russia still has a hangover and a major is pissing blood, basically, from the fight they just had. A third of the Germans died in World War II. A third of them. 20+% of the Russians died. Imagine a war where 20% of the people, you go knock on 10 apartment doors and 2 people are dead. Think of those numbers. So, and that's what Putin says in these speeches. He says, listen, you want a war and you want a nuclear war? Just do it right now. We're not rolling over this time. We're not going to wait till you invade us. If you want to fight, you got it. And you got a bunch of weird leftists that don't even know that are child molesters all over U.S. television saying, we want your kids. We're going to get your kids. I mean, it's the last thing they should be saying. You got Abramovich, the high priest witch, all over TV saying, I mean, this is not good, folks. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.